Well, I brought a couple pictures with me this morning, and I was hoping that you would help me by looking at the pictures and telling me how these things change. So first of all, what do we have? We have a tree. And a tree doesn't always stay the same. It changes, doesn't it? Can you think of ways that a tree changes? What? Yeah, it might get wet, gets rained on, that's for sure. Does a tree start out really big? Sometimes you plant small trees and they grow and get bigger and bigger, don't they? And what happens to the leaves in the fall from a tree? They fall off. They change colors. Sometimes a limb on a tree dies and you have to cut it off. So a lot of things happen that change with a tree. Okay? Here's my next picture. What do we have here? A baby! There's a lot of changes that take place with a baby. When a baby is born, can a baby walk? Not when it's born. Can a baby talk when it's born? No. So a lot of things change with a baby. Does a baby always stay little? No, you were a baby once. Look how big you guys are. Everybody grows up even to be adults. So babies change. People change. Okay? I've got one more picture here. That. Yeah, cloud with rain. And this picture is supposed to represent weather. Weather changes a lot. Because if you look outside today, is it raining? What's the weather like today? It's sunny. Can you see the trees? Are the leaves moving? Is it maybe even a little windy? A little bit. So some days it's cloudy and rainy. Some days it's sunny. What about in the winter? What kind of weather might we have? We might have snow in the winter. So weather changes all the time. So things around us change, and even our own lives change. Maybe you're getting bigger and the clothes that you wore last year doesn't fit and you need new clothes. Maybe if you go to school next year, you'll have a new teacher. That will be a change. Sometimes even families move from one house to another house. So there's lots of change. Sometimes that can be kind of scary. So it's nice that there's something that we can count on, something we know that doesn't change. And Mr. Burr read about it. He said, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So I'm going to have you help me. We're going to try to teach that to ourselves. We're going to get it in our brain and to all the congregation out here. So I was wondering if you would help me. Would you hold up this sign and face the congregation? Come stand up here by me. This sign says, yesterday. Okay. James, do you want to hold up a sign? No? Okay. Pastor, do you want to hold up a sign? Pastor's going to hold up the sign that says, today. So we've got yesterday, today, and I'm going to hold up this sign that says forever. And so as a congregation, we're going to kind of do a little, I don't know what it would be called, a chant together that reminds us of that. So I'll start, and I'll point to you and point to the word that we're going to say, okay? So I would say, Jesus loved me.
Yesterday.
Jesus loves me. And Jesus will love me.
Forever.
Jesus forgave me.
Yesterday.
Jesus forgives me.
Today.
Jesus will forgive me.
Forever.
Jesus was with me.
Yesterday.
Jesus is with me.
Today.
Jesus will be with me.
Forever.
That's a good thing to remember. Thank you. Let's fold our hands and pray. Dear God, your love, your forgiveness, and your presence are with me always. Thank you for being my God who is unchanging. Amen. Thanks for coming up, guys.